Yerushalmi Demai corresponding to Bavli Menachos Daf Ches. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Zayin Amud Beis at the Mishnah at the foot of the page. Beishamay Oimim Lo Yimko Adam Ezeisav Ela Lechaver Beisilel Oimim Af Lemaase Utznuy Beisilel Hayinoyagim Kedivrei Beishamay. The Mishnah says that Beishamay said that one should only sell his olives to a chaver. Beisilel says he may also sell it to one who is merely trusted for Maase, even if he's not a chaver. The Tznuy means, the Gemara explain what this means. The Tznuy, Beis Hillel, would act according to the words of Beis Shammai. And the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Taima de Beis Hillel, Dech Bnei Adam, Leichol Zeisehem Atunim. Rabbi Yochanan explains that Beis Hillel's reason is that it's the way of people to eat olives from the Matan, which is the collection vessel before they have sweated and become able to contract Tumah. So we aren't concerned that the buyer will make them tummy. Bechi Derech Bnei Adam, Leichol Zeisehem Atunim. Ela alide ila. The Gemara asked, do people eat olives from there? Didn't they put them there originally to be pressed? Rather, they permitted the olives based on only a slight possibility. Beis Hillel follows his reasoning found in a Mishnah in Shvi'is, where it says a person shouldn't sell in Shvi'is to one who is suspected of transgressing Shvi'is a cow that's used for ploughing. Beis Hillel permits it since the buyer could slaughter it instead of ploughing with it. Do people slaughter a cow meant for ploughing? Rather, it's enough that only a minority of people would do that. And both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai agree that he may sell him ears of grain for his dough, even if he knows that the buyer doesn't make it in tahara. We turn the page. Tani shavin she'ein moichim gadish shalchitim va'avit shalanovim v'matan shalzeisim el lechave ol mishu yodeya shu oise b'tahara. The Tosefta Masas that says that both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai agree that one may only sell a stack of wheat or a matan of grapes or olives, since all have become able to contract tumor, to a chave or to one who he knows makes it in tahara. Va'avit shalanovim loy toyuhi. If it's forbidden to sell it in this way, that means that the liquids that come out of the grapes are able, on a Torah level, to cause the grapes to contract tumor. That the question is, doesn't that disagree with Rabbi Yochanan, who said that just as when the Mishnah in Taharas taught that if a child was found next to dough with some dough in his hand, the Chacham declared the other dough to be tummy, lest he touched it, it's only rabbinically tummy. So too, the container of olives here is only rabbinically tummy. Rabbi Yonah, quoting Rabbi Yonah, answered that rather than discussing causing tumor, Rabbi Yochanan was discussing chiburim, which is if tamei liquids fell on some of the olives in the container, they all contract tumor, since they are soft and liquid came out of them, the liquid connects all of the olives to make them all tamei. Elsewhere, if it looks bitten, after separating it, it's considered connected, but if it merely looks crushed, it's not connected. But here, in the case of the olives in the container, even if it's crushed, it's connected. Rabbi Yochanan said that this stringency is rabbinic, but the case of causing tumor is from the Torah. Kam Rabbi Yonah im Rabbi Yirmia, Amalai at Amras Hadar Milsa, Amalai in Mini Afila Shirem Henichumin. When Rabbi Yonah met Rabbi Yirmia, he asked him if he agreed with his teaching that Chiburim here is rabbinic. Rabbi Yirmia said, yes, and if you ask me, even causing tumah is rabbinic. Ba'atani shavin she'im moichim gadish shel chitin ba'avit shel anovim ba'atan shel zeisim el lechaber olimishu yodeh shu oisa oisan ba'tahara ba'avit shel anovim loy toyuhi v'dekabasa ma'atan shel zeisim toyuhi ma'kadoin. The Gemara asked a question from a braisa. They both agree that one may only sell a wheat stack, a container of grapes, and a container of olives to a chaver or someone who he knows produces them in tahara. Isn't the law of the container of grapes from the Torah? And similarly, the container of olives is from the Torah. The Gemara answers, this braisa is like Rabbi Meir, who said that the secretions of an olive are considered a liquid, and Rabbi Yochanan, who said that it's a rabbinic stringency, follows the Chacham, who say that on a Torah level, secretions are not considered a liquid. Rabbi Zeir says that the reason that he didn't say that one should only sell his olives to a person who's a chaver and trusted for masa is that it's the way of a chaver to only sell olives to one who's trusted for masa, meaning that a chaver is normally assumed to be trusted for masa, so there was no need to mention it. What the Gemara asks, what is the meaning of sinui Beis Hillel? And the Gemara says, those who are particular about mitzvahs. Chista says, from here we learn that one who is particular about mitzvahs is called a sanua. And the next mission now. Shnaim shebotzu kameim lefeikas achas echan maase vechachena maase hamaase maase shiloi v'chelkoi b'chomokam shehu. If two partners harvested their vineyards and put the grapes into one press, if one of them is trusted in maases and one is not, the trusted one should tithe his own and again tithe the other half wherever it might be. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Dubmehi, Dubmeya Amar Lahitiru, Limkor Demai El Sitoin Bolvad, Hupatola Hamase Mase Shaloi, Vadai, Vichogobachomokim, Shehu Demai. The Blazer says that the Mishnah follows Rabbi Meir, who said that they only permitted selling Demai to a wholesaler who sells in large quantities, and it's the obligation of the buyer to tithe. He would explain that when the Mishnah taught that the trusted one should tithe his own, it means as definite tevil, and when it taught that, and again, the tithe the other half, wherever it might be, it refers to demai. Rabbi Yonah boy, Moiche vadai metaken demai. Rabbi Yonah asks the question, according to Blazer's explanation, the seller's, means the partner's portion, is definite tevil, as he certainly didn't tithe, and you are tithing it merely as demai. And the Gemara says, "Ein lecha ela kahi, dam Rabbi Yochanan divrei hakol hi, hamase mase shaloi, vadai, v'chalko v'chal mokam shu demai, v'chatzi chalkoi, shebeyodai mishal chaveyo, should say demai." Rather, Rabbi Yochanan says, our Mishnah is not connected to that dispute between Rav Meir and the Chachamim. It's actually like the statement of Rabbi Yochanan that our Mishnah is according to all, and when the Mishnah taught the trusted one should tithe his own, it means as definite tevil, and when it taught, and again tithe as demai, the other half, wherever it might be, it means half of the portion in his hand belongs to his partner, and that portion needs to be tithed because it's demai, and perhaps the partner already tithed it. Means, so according to Rabbi Yochanan, three quarters of it must be tithed, his half as definite tevil, and half of his partner's as demai.